So this is called Build a Better Business. And for those of you that are listening in and not watching, I'm going to share my screen. And so I'll ask for Linda and Sherry to do the same things when, if and when they decide to share their screens on today's call, to actually announce verbally where to find this material. So if somebody's listening in just on the podcast version, they can go and open up that maybe on a computer screen, and that way they can see what we're seeing. So anyway, this so far this morning, I want to talk about on Build a Better Business. There are, I have it broken down into 12 steps on how you can start from just a thought or an idea and build it into a full-time gig. Now, I want to preface everything by saying this. It doesn't matter what kind of a business you start. It doesn't matter if you're going to start a pizza shop on the corner. Just know that it takes 3 to 5 years for a business to actually start turning a profit and becoming a business. And there's Elise this morning. Welcome, Elise. And so don't get discouraged if you're going to do something online that you don't like start paying all your bills by the end of the first year. That's probably not going to happen. It takes a while to build a business. And I don't know about you, but in my hometown where I am right now, every time a business opens up, people are like, do we really need another pizza place? Or do we really need another beauty salon? There seems to be so many of those two things, but they all thrive over time, you know, once people pick their favorites, you know, and of course we've got all kinds of folks coming into town. And so they will fill up with their client base. And I say that to say this, if you're launching something online, you know, sometimes you might tell yourself, is anybody going to be interested? Because there's like 14 million of us that are doing whatever it is that I'm doing. And so how many folks are really going to be interested in what I'm doing? Am I really going to be able to build a business? And the answer is yes. You just have to hang in there and you have to be very clear on what it is that you're offering and who your audience is, and then simply speak to them, and then your tribe, your audience will find you. So welcome Linda and Sherry and Elise on the call today. And I'm going to make Sherry my co-host. Always like to have a co-host. And Linda, I think I'm going to pop you in there as well. And that way, just in case we've got some more folks, keep an eye on the participants coming in the room. Because once I share my screen, I can't always see the people that are coming in. So anyway, on Build a Better Business, we always start off with our value proposition statement, which is what our promise is to our audience. And then, of course, I talk about our story, telling our story. And I'm going to give you an example of all of this on how I'm trying to make it so clear to my audience. And so then our story, we go through crafting our story. That's the cornerstone of our business. And then we want to go out and start serving some influencers that are in our lane. Who has our audience? Who out there already has our audience? Come alongside them and start helping them. And all of a sudden, they're going to start pulling you. I'll call it up on stage, not literally. Could be literally. But they'll start pulling you to the forefront of their audience, and all of a sudden their audience will know who you are. So serving is your selling. But now that folks are saying, oh, I really like what Linda has to say, or I like what Elise is doing, or I just love Sherry's message, where are you going to send them? You got to have a place to send them that is overly simplified. I repeat, overly simplified, because if it's too complicated, they're not going to hang around. You know why? Because they're getting all this stuff coming at them every day through social media, emails, phone calls. I probably get 30 phone calls a day in my business from a wholesaler trying to buy one of my properties for 10 cents on the dollar. And, you know, and so I have to weed through all of that to get to the real stuff, to get to the stuff I'm really interested in connecting with. Well, all your audience is doing the same thing. They all have that coming at them. And so you have to make your message overly simple so that they will connect. So from there, we talked about how to put together your website and then creating steps. Everybody wants to know, how do I get from A to Z? Whatever your message is, make it simple. These are the 5 steps. These are the 3 ways. these are the 10 chapters, whatever it is that you're doing, make it super, super, super simple. And every time you create something, create it in a story form where it flows with a storyline. Like, what is your promise? Here are your steps. Here's how you can connect to those offers. Okay. Does that make sense to everybody? So I am going to share my screen and show you exactly what happens. Here is, well, I thought it was, sorry. I need to open it up. There it is. Here is the first thing that folks see from me. When I go out to a networking event or a meetup event, I use my Linktree as my business card. And for those that are just listening in, I'm going to verbally say it. It is at Linktree/Kathy Benner. And that's Linktr.ee/Kathy Benner. So if anybody wants to look at what we're looking at, that's how you find it. And it's my electronic business card. So the first thing right at the top, this is a portion of my VPS, teaching and coaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. That's my promise to my audience. I'm going to teach you, I'm going to coach you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. And then remember, I said your storytelling is your marketing. I did not have this first link there that says Kathy's story. I didn't have that on my business card. I had it right into my freebie about my talk to Kathy. And what happened and what I realized, and this is Sherry and I were having a conversation, and I had this aha moment that I needed to go back and add that link. Because remember, your storytelling is your marketing. If they jump right into all of my offers, they're going to say, well, good for her. They're not going to really connect with me. They're just going to say, oh, well, good for Kathy. She's got all this stuff going on. That's nice. Because it's not going to resonate with them until they know my story, because your story is your marketing. And so you'll notice I even kind of, I'll say this in a very respectful way, I kind of dumbed it down a little bit. You know, you gotta read this first, Kathy's story. You know, I'm trying to not look like I'm all that. And sometimes, you know, we see businesses that go into business and they've paid big bucks to get this website done, and it looks so polished that if you're a beginner, and I'm guilty of feeling this way, you know, when I first wanted to write a book, I would look at these big publishing websites and I'm thinking, they're going to cost too much for me. They're going to be way over my head. So I didn't even go there because I just felt like I didn't connect with them. I felt like there was too big of a gap between where I was and where they were. And so because I want to talk to my audience, I want to talk to the folks that are struggling, that are just getting started, that want to have passive income, I wanted to bring it down to their level. Like, hey, you got to read this first. So when you click on this, and I'm going to show you how it works, some of the technical part of it, because sometimes this is where we get stuck on the technical end. I wanted to click over to my story, but I didn't want this link, because remember, this is called Linktree. So all you're going to do is put a link underneath this sentence, what we call in the back of the house. If you have a Linktree, you'll get that you're just going to hide a link under here. And I thought, how do I get it linked to my story? Because if it links to my website, it was a little bit of gobbledygook before you got to the story, a little bit of marketing verbiage. And I didn't want them to feel like I was selling them just to tell them my story. And so what I did, and again, for those of you that are doing your own websites, when I come to my website here, and I've got to move our faces. Oop, here we go. Scroll all the way to my footer. And what I did in my website is it allows me to create a page on my website and then hide it from my little hamburger. Hide it from my menu. So my privacy notice, my terms and conditions, and then my Kathy's story, I kind of hid it on a hidden page. And the only way you can get to it is because I had to have a link somewhere to bury. So anyhow, this is my link that I then buried over here on my Linktree. So now when you click on the actual link, it goes just to my story. See, it doesn't have any sales copy at all. It is just Kathy's story. So now, because I said you got to read this first, when they read that, that is where they will connect. That's where they'll say, Kathy gets me. That's where they're going to say, Kathy's been through this before. That's where they're going to say, I think I can work with her. I think she can work with me. I think this could be a good match because she's not all that. She's just a few steps ahead of me. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I see these Facebook ads or whatever it is that we're looking at, when I see some of that stuff, like launch your new product with seven figures, you know, okay, I don't relate to that. I'm like, really? I'd be happy if I made $100 on my launch. What do you mean launch with seven figures? I don't connect with that. That's just so far ahead of where I am that I feel like we're not on the same page. And so that's why your story is so important. And the reason I love using Linktree as my business card is because I get to put my story front and center, because that is your marketing. Okay. Now, from there, this is a great place for folks to land. So from there, they can have my freebie, a complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session. So this, when I click on this, it's going to go straight to my Calendly. So first thing, if you guys are taking notes, check out Linktree for your business card, for your electronic business card. Create a Calendly or a product similar to Calendly. Some of you may be using something other than Calendly, but it's a way to book so that you're not just getting calls. Now, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll get it. People are like, hey, can we meet up for coffee? I want to pick your brain. Well, how many of those are you going to do a week? You know, there's no time to do 10 of those a week or 20 of those a week. And you cannot 10X your business. You can't grow your business if you're trying to let everybody pick your brain over coffee and you're driving a half hour to get to the coffee shop. And then you're there for an hour and then you're driving. Next thing you know, you've got 2 hours invested because somebody wants your information for free. Hey, Kathy, I want to start investing in real estate. Can I take you to coffee and pick your brain? No, let me send you my link and let's have a chat. Let's have a 30-minute Connect strategy session. Now they're talking with me at the time frame that I have available, that I've set aside, so that they can have my undivided attention. I'm not driving a half an hour each way to get to the coffee shop. And I'm in front of my computer so that now if I want to add value to the conversation. So now if they're like, oh, I'm really struggling with this, I can say, well, let me look it up. Let me check it out. And so I can start looking at stuff while I actually have them there. Elise is double tasking today. I get it. Not a problem. She's going to step away for a moment. So anyway, number one, get a Linktree. Number two, get a Calendly or something similar to Linktree and Calendly. Okay. So just to give you an idea of where we're going with this. So now back to my Linktree. Now I have a virtual office hours for Mastermind members. Same thing. Once I launched into... Oh, yes. Yes. Sorry. So once I launched into actually having my masterminds, same thing. I was getting calls all hours of the day, weekends, in the middle of an event that I would be with. My friends or family, and I wasn't able to give anybody 100% of my attention because I was always trying to do, you know, double tasking. And so now, same thing. When you click on my office hours, it goes right to my Calendly, and it's a 15-minute phone call. Now, if I get on the phone with somebody and they go, I'm really struggling with uploading this, or we can switch over to a Zoom. If they're in front of their computer and I'm in front of mine, we can switch, or if I'm not at home and not in front of my computer, I can then reschedule with them to get in front of my computer. But it's a great way to serve your client base without just having it willy-nilly all over the place, if that makes sense. And so again, Calendly or something similar to Calendly. So those are right up front and center on my Linktree. And of course, then I want to lead with how I'm giving back to the community. And we are in the month of donating and giving out our scholarship program. And so we're in that month. It's coming up on the 21st of this month. Y'all are invited if you want to come. We are actually giving out a scholarship. So whatever it is that you're giving, kind of have that up front and center. Now, here's the good news with Linktree is that you can rearrange these links at any time. So if I have a big promotion of something coming up, I can scoot it to the top. I don't have to leave this Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative front and center. If I've got something, say I'm launching a new book or I'm launching a new product, I can simply scoot it to the top throughout that launch. Okay. So again, you want to make sure this link goes somewhere. If somebody says, gee, I want to learn more about that, it takes them right over to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins initiative. Now, we're talking about doing these links. I have to have some place to send folks. Everybody has a different platform that they prefer. I'm using Teachable. And so what I'm trying to do is use Teachable for all my stuff, which is why I not only have my free meetups there, I have my masterminds there, I have my courses there, I also have this initiative there, because Teachable already has the PayPal and the Stripe and all of those payment systems already in the program. I don't have to build out my website and buy payment plugins to get them over there so that folks can pay or for me to figure out. I didn't want to be a programmer. I didn't want to be a website builder. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted my career to be. And so I chose Teachable simply because it has all of that already built in. And I just recently, and Sherry will appreciate this, I've just recently upgraded to the next level of Teachable. And so now I have my own affiliate program. And I bought the next level. I wasn't ready at first. I wanted to get some students under my belt, but now that I have a little bit of a membership, I did buy the next level up. And so now I do have an affiliate link because one of the things I'm teaching is how to have affiliate links, how to monetize with some affiliate links. So now I too have an affiliate link. So folks can actually, through their affiliate link, send business over to me and they get paid, as well as me getting some more clients. So it's like building this whole sales team. And again, your tribe will find you, and the folks that love what you're doing want to send you business. Well, the best way to reward them for sending you business is to pay them. Pay them for sending you business. And since I'm all about building a better business, and a lot of my clients are also building a business, they're trying to make a go of it. Why not? If I'm going to spend money, why not spend it on them? And so if they send me some business, I'm going to pay them for sending it over. So anyway, again, you don't have to use Teachable. There's 101 platforms out there that do the same thing, but find a place for your clients to land. So back to everything that I'm doing, and I'm going to stop out of this. Back to my link tree. So far, I have my website platform, I have Calendly, and I have Teachable. So far there's three, and my link tree, if you want to count four. So there's four platforms. I always start with the free version. Always, always, always start with the free version. I don't upgrade to the next level until my business requires that I do so. I was on the free version of Teachable for the first year. And then once you reach so many students, you can't add any more students. So once I got to that number of students, I went up a level. Well, now that I want to have an affiliate link, I went up a level more. So again, but this is like my fourth year. So you don't have to jump in the most expensive part of the platform on day one and then say, I can't afford all this, and then just quit, because it's too expensive and I'm not getting clients, and you know, so build it slowly. Again, we're talking about, and that's why we're calling it Build a Better Business. You're building it block by block, just like you would build a house. You've got to have a firm foundation under that business. And so when you start off, you don't really know what you want it to look like. And that'll become more clear as you build it out. You want to have a plan, just like a house. You got to have your blueprint on what you want it to look like. But I've been in the house business for a lot of years, and it never looks exactly the way the blueprint did when you start, because it becomes more clear as you build the house. You're like, oh, I really want the bathroom to be bigger. I really want the laundry room to be smaller. I really, you know, and you start making adjustments. That's what you're going to do as you build your business. Okay. Now I have this event tab. Now the event tab, and again, I don't know, again, about you, but I've connected with a lot of business folks out there that have these amazing events, and I never can figure out which ones are which day. And especially with virtual meetups, I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, what did I do with that Zoom code? How do I want to tap in today, and we're all crazy busy. And it's like, okay, it's like 2 minutes from the call to start, and I don't remember what I did with the code. Where am I going to find it? I have an event tab. And again, when you click on the event tab, it goes straight over to my Google calendars. It's free, folks. It's free. Right here we are, 10 a.m. And so the reason that I like this, and see, you can click on that, and right there's the link. Put it right in your calendar. Folks don't have to search for it. Just have everything at their fingertips. Make it super, super easy. Okay. And so now, again, we've got the link tree. We've got the Calendly. We've got the Teachable. We've got my website. And now we have a Google Calendar. So we're still, now you might have a website that does all five of those things. You may not need to have five different platforms. It's again, do your homework, but you can build this for free. You can build all of this for free. Now, learn more about me. There's the website again. So I'm not adding another platform. I'm just taking you back to the website again. All of my free meetups, courses, and masterminds, I'm taking you back to Teachable again. My one-on-one coaching, I'm taking you back to Teachable again. My freestyle living tribe trips, I'm taking you to my website. My new co-author book called The Speak, Lead, and Impact, the link goes directly to Amazon. And again, that's not a platform that I had to do. That's where the book is for sale. And I just have my link. So again, if I click on that, it takes you right to Amazon to the book, and it takes you right to my author's page right here. And so it's an automatic website that you don't have to do anything with. Now, just so you know, Amazon is one of the leading search engines in the world. Be there somewhere. Be there somewhere on Amazon. It's one of the leading search engines in the world. Make sure folks can find you there. Then I have a free ebook. Again, I take you back to my Teachable. I have my speakers page, Press Media Kit takes you back to my website. My podcast now takes you out to a podcast platform. Now, again, your website might have a good podcast platform. I'm using Audible. And again, when you click on that, this is my podcast. And let me see, it's on the dashboard right now. So this is, it's showing the back of the house for me. But here is what happens is once you put your podcast out there, and for those that are listening and not seeing this and you want to follow along, we are on Audio Boom. I can't say it, audioboom.com. And just scroll until you come to Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. Search for Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner. You'll see my podcast. Once I post a podcast here, it automatically goes out to Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, CastBox, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. Now, I know Sherry has one that goes out to, what, 15 different other platforms? And so, again, hundreds of options. You don't have to use Audio Boom, but I love having the podcast. I do get a lot of folks that are coming to me through the podcast, coming backwards. You know, they hear the podcast first and then they find me. But here on my link tree, I can take them right to the podcast. Now, my blog, Freestyle Living with Kathy Benner, again, I am using another platform. So this will be platform number 7. I am using HostGator only because my website didn't have a good blogging platform. But again, for those of you, just Google Freestyle Living and you'll see my blog post. So it's under kathybenner.com or Freestyle Living and you'll find me. And so this is my blogs. And of course, then the reason I wanted a different platform was because this one gives me the option to have all these tags so folks can search. My platform that my website is on didn't have a way for folks to search for a particular article. And last but not least, I put on there where I am contributing to a magazine. And I now have the opportunity to write for two more magazines, and I'll also put those on there. And this is simply giving you some credibility. But you'll notice I lead with my story, because your story here is your marketing. So I lead with my story. Okay. Now, that shows you how I put my business together. And again, it's all right here on Linktree. And it just comes right down the page. See, it's my story. And then it goes into all the things that I have to offer. And then at the very bottom, we have our own speaker's cabinet. And so for folks that, you know, again, this is part of my way of giving back. I always want to give back. So this way, there's a whole free version in the speaker's cabinet. Just about everyone can be in there in the free version. And I have four other organizations now that come strictly to my speaker's cabinet to book their speakers. They go, "You have the best speakers." I'm like, "I know, right?" And so the folks are getting booked. So just know that you also want to have a way to give back. So here, be a speaker or need a speaker. And so when you join that, again, it's going right out to my website. I just have a page right on my website, building a heart-centered community where it's all about you. Connect with our heart-centered community, and it goes right in here. And here are the different levels of speakers. And here's the professional level is all free. And then when you come down, see, you can browse all of our speakers and coaches. There's a link there, and it takes you to the page, and everybody's listed here on the page in alphabetical order. Okay. So again, it's just a way to give back. That's all on my website. So you want to make sure that you have a nice mix of selling and giving. Because folks can relate to that. If it's all selling, they have a tendency to scroll on by. And I don't know about you, but there are some times that, you know, I kind of want to get to know the person. And we talked about that before, where you have to get to know, like, and trust them before you want to give them your money. And I'm guilty. I want to get to know, like, and trust somebody before I start spending, especially big bucks. And so you have to have a way that folks can, and you've got some folks that are just, they overly research you. And then you'll have some folks that are like, "Yep, I love her story, I'm in." And then you have everybody in between. So just make sure that there's enough of you out there. There's enough of you that people can find that they do feel that they get to know, like, and trust you before they click through and pay for something. So now, with that said, I want to get over to my website here. I had scrolled to the bottom, so let's get back to the top. And so this is what I wanted to show, especially Sherry today. So again, this is my VPS, just to give you viewers. Again, I'm at kathybinner.com. If you want to follow along, kathybinner.com. It's my actual website. My homepage is going to flow almost identical to the steps in building a better business, you know, with the VPS and then the story and then the serving and then the web, you know, all the links, the offers, the first base, second base, third base, home run. And that's what I want to show you. So this is the VPS, teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income, coaching you how to get there faster, design your path so that you can experience freestyle living. That's the sentence that ties it all up. See, I'm teaching you how to be healthy and how to create passive income. I'm coaching you how to get there faster. And your end result is freestyle living. And then I start off right here at the top with my freebie. When you read a website, oftentimes you read it like a book. In the upper left corner over to the right, and here is create your free strategy, or schedule your free strategy session. And then use Z down like a Z. And then you read across the bottom. And this whole section is called the top of the fold. It's like the old fashioned newspapers. Does everybody remember what a newspaper looks like? We don't read newspapers anymore. But when the newspaper would come, the headlines would be at the top of the fold. That's what you're doing on your website, is you're making this the top, like right down here would be the fold. And so when folks scan across the top, they're going to see schedule my free strategy. They're going to Z down. There's my VPS. with Schedule Your Free Strategy. I only want to give them one option. I don't know about you, but if you go to a website and you've got this whole menu across the top or the whole menu down the page, all of a sudden you're like, oh, where do I want to go? Do I want to read about them first? Do I want to look at their products first? Do I want to look at pricing? What do I want to do first? And I'm giving my readers one choice, schedule your free strategy session. And see, up here's my little hamburger. Here's where I hid my menu. Now you can click on that and see everything, but I want them to scroll down because my page is laid out like the course. So from there, see, you have the option to have immediate results, your highest potential, get there faster. See, it's catchwords that go along with my VPS. And then here is my little graphic where they have a complimentary strategy call, a free meetup, a course, a mastermind, a one-on-one coaching, or a freestyle tribe trip. And all of that makes you part of the Freestyle Living Tribe. And you see where my arrows go both directions. You don't have to do all six to be a part of the tribe. You can just do a strategy call and you're part of the tribe. You can just do the mastermind and you're part of the tribe. You can just do one of the trips. I've got a girlfriend that takes all the trips. She doesn't do anything else with me, but she's part of the tribe. See? And so you want to make it clear to your customers what they're going to get. So if they do any of these things, they're going to get to be a part of the Freestyle Living Tribe. And they're going to design their path to freestyle living. So here we go. Strategy sessions and my office hours right up at the top. And then here are the 8 online programs to identify and solve the problem. Now in the past, and Sherry, here's where it got confused, not confusing, but it was a lot of information. I had imitated my Teachable and I had all 8 courses lined out. Now I only have 3 graphics. Okay. You ready for this? 3 meetups. Join as many as you would like. Do you see the picture? I love that picture.
So, oh gosh, you're going to have to reach out to her. She's going to love it. You put that on your front page of your website.
I did. I got her permission to use it. So yeah, she loves it too. So anyway, the point there is now when you browse our list of free meetups, it takes you right over to my Teachable, but only the free meetups come up. That whole Teachable page doesn't come up. Because a lot of folks are like, I just want to do some of the free stuff. I don't want to have to weed through this entire academy of products and services. And so now it just takes you just to the free meetups. And so that's the first step, is a free meetup. The second step is you can actually buy one of the courses. Okay. And then you can click there and only the courses come up. From Teachable. It links right over to the courses. Okay. Does that make sense so far? And then you can go on to the third step is to join a mastermind group to simply start. And then you can browse the list of masterminds, but you can connect with me to get 2 masterminds for the price of 1. And that's a little special.
I like it.
I know. I do too. And then from there, see, now it goes right on to the private one-on-one coaching sessions. So I didn't change that part.
And you then still it goes need right to go right. back up there with the put instead of a stock image, you need to put a picture of you and Mark with a bunch of people laughing like that. Here. I know you've got some pictures. Yep. You got to put one of you and Mark and a bunch of your friends, maybe out at dinner or something like that.
I looked for one and I didn't run across one very quickly, but that's on my list. And that's why I love this one, because this was a genuine picture that we took just a couple of weekends ago. And so anyway, yes, I agree with you, Sherry. I do need to personalize these 2 more, and that's on my list to do. And for those of you that are just listening in, I had a couple of stock image pictures there, free pictures, and Sherry's recommending that I make it more personal, and I agree.
So if you have one of your clients that's coming to the bed and breakfast, sit down at the table.
And do this one.
Yep. In your parlor, on your couch at the parlor, lift up the thing and with a cup of coffee. As long as you have their permission, take a picture of one of your clients sitting at your table so that you can have all your nice bookshelf behind you and put that in the course picture there.
Yep, I agree. I agree with you. So yes, so that is on my agenda. But do you like the layout better, Sherry?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Okay. And then it goes on to my one-on-one coaching sessions, which I didn't change. And then it goes right on into the tribe trips. And then again, you click through and it takes you right to the tribe trips. And then again, I put a little bit about me and just a little miniature bio there where they can still schedule their free strategy. Then it goes right into, kind of follows along on with the link tree. It goes right in to the books. It goes into our speakers. It goes into my calendar of events. It goes right into the podcast, and then goes after that right into the blog. And then once you leave the blog, it goes into, again, some of my giving, because you want to make sure you have that on there, and then my testimonials. And at the very bottom, it goes actually into my credentials and certifications. I see a lot of folks lead with the credentials and certifications, and it makes your audience say, good for her. You see where I'm going with that? And then this is the homepage of the Academy. And because in several places, it actually takes them over to the Academy. And so this is the homepage of the Academy. And from here, it gives you, in a different format, it gives you the free meetup, the course, the mastermind in each lane. And my website used to do this. And so, but now if you click on the free meetups, it just gives you this first column. If you click on courses, it gives you the second column. If you click on masterminds, it gives you the third column. And so it actually is easier, I think, for the reader to maneuver the way it is. But anyhow, when you come to the Academy, now it looks like the Academy with all the course options, and you can scroll down through those. Okay. So that's what I wanted to show everyone today so far, and how I put together my first base, you know, my freebie, and then my free meetups, and then the courses, and then the masterminds, and then the one-on-one coaching, and then it all comes together to celebrate in the tribe trips. So comments, questions, anyone else want to share what they're doing on their business, on how they're creating the flow? So Sherry, how about you first? What are your thoughts about what I've hopefully upgraded on mine? And then if you want to share your screen, you're welcome to do that, but make sure you also say out loud what the actual link is for those that are just mm-hmm. listening.
Yeah, give me 1 second, because I was changing a color of something. And yes, it did it. Okay. Because I've done some changes this week as well.
Okay, so Sherry, introduce yourself for those that are listening in and not actually sure. seeing us.
Sure. So hey, everybody, I am Sherry Dotter. I am a dysgraphia consultant. That means that I am helping teachers, parents, and therapists understand a disability in written expression. So anything that you put paper to pencil, paper to keyboard, paper or pencil, or any time that you put something out on paper or electronic form, that creates words. It does not include oral. That is a different disability when there is an oral expression going on. So I have been really trying to streamline my business cycle as well. So Kathy and I were on the phone a couple weeks ago, kind of like problem solving each other's thoughts. And sorry, my pop-up coming up. And so I've been really looking at my message, and my message really is stop the writing pandemic. And so I used to have my picture on there. Now I just have the crinkled paper, because most of these kids with a disability crinkle their paper and throw it and out of frustration. So instead of having people there, which I've tried in the past and it wasn't working, I have crinkled paper as my background on my website. My website is sherrydotter.com. And I'm going through and I've done a little bit of changes here in the heading. So Kathy, I'm not going to read through the changes, but you can see right here up to this point. And thank you. This, I got to give credit to Kathy for this video. Bless you. Thank you. This was your video that I stuck in here from the conference we were at a couple weeks ago. And then I have,
it's also the same conference where I got my great picture of.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. And the other thing that I added is, the new textbook is out on pre-order. So that's there. So Michael and I were discussing Becoming You, and I have to add that yet. I just didn't have time after we were discussing it. So that's going to go in here as well.
And for those that are listening, Sherry is already an author, and she is getting ready to publish her, is it your second or what number book is this coming up?
So Handwriting Brain Body Disconnect was the first one. That was 2019. The Rutledge International, yes, International Handbook of Visual Motor Skills, Handwriting and Spelling is currently in a pre-order state. It will actually release in August.
Okay.
And Kathy and I, participated with the same publishing group. She published called
to Speak, Lead and Impact.
Lead and Impact. I contributed to the book Becoming You. They changed it. It's self-image achievement and something else. I'm sorry. I don't know. They changed the title on me at the last minute, so I can't remember the order of things, but anyway.
that'll be your third book that you're publishing that will go on your website.
Yeah. And I have a podcast, and so there's just a continuous feed here of the latest episodes. And then I'm course creator, and this is the other part that I changed, Kathy. Get your dysgraphia certification, join the community, take the courses, get certified. And then I itemized listed out the steps that they need to get through the certification. And after each section, there's a link to.
I love that.
And then fast track.
I want to jump in and say this and scroll back to your steps again. When folks are looking to do anything, when you're searching online and you want to go from point A to point B and you want to get there, what you're looking for is, how do I get there? Mm-hmm. And so anytime that you can break down the steps, like on my website of, get the free strategy call, go to the free meetup, take the, buy the course, join the mastermind. Sherry has her step one, step two, and you can read right through and do it right in order. It makes sense. She has the deliverables all listed right there on her website. And that's going to convert more than a website that just has this overview of, here's kind of what I do, connect with me.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So then I have some testimonials, and then I broke this up intentionally. And I put the fast track your certification, because that's an additional program that's not connected to the certification itself. So that I broke up after the testimonials. This is a brand new program. I have my first two clients going through it, and I can tell you they are both just beaming and taking so much action and creating businesses for themselves. So this is a business development track. And then that was the end. And then the other thing that I did, and this I am not putting on my website, because I created a second podcast. And Kathy doesn't even know this. I haven't told her yet.
Okay.
And my second podcast is the Writing Glitch Pocket Cast. So what I am doing is I am recording 3 to 5 minute little segments on my phone, and I was uploading them into my media file on my website, and we were like, yeah, it's just going to bulk everything up. We should put everything over in your podcast platform, just add another podcast. And so here is the page of the one that just released while we were on the phone, by the way.
I love the little pocket with the phone coming out of the pocket.
You like that?
Yeah, it's called a pocket cast, and your graphic is actually a little denim pocket with the phone coming out of the pocket. I love that. Now, so, tell folks how, if they want to see it, for folks that are listening, how do they find this one to see it?
Oh, that's the other thing about it, is the only way they can see the pocket cast is if they join the Writing Glitch community, because the only way they're going to be able to link to it is inside.
Okay.
This is the bonus that my community is getting.
Okay.
So you're going to have to join my community to get that. And on my sherrydotter.com, there's a button to link to the community. But I also want to share with you, I have to move some faces around here. My shows, I wanted to show you also, do you see the two podcasts here?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the podcast cover art, because the one that you saw was the episode art.
Okay.
And this, I know it doesn't, you can't see it real well here. This says, "Stop the Writing Pandemic," which, remember, I put that up at the top of my website now. So, and then I tried to mimic the art from my original, because this is just like a little offshoot of that. So yeah, that was this week's revelation.
I love it. So what Sherry is showing us, for those of you that are just listening in, is that she has her regular podcast, which is out on all the podcast channels, called The Writing Glitch. And so you can find her there, but then she's got this extra little pocket cast that the only way you can get to it is through her website, and you have to be a member of her community to get to it. But she's actually housing it on the same platform as her podcast. It's just hidden from public view. Am I correct? And only your members can get to it through your website. But she's using the podcast platform for both of those, for those of you that are building your business out. Okay.
And then that pocket cast is also going to, when they see it inside my community, that's where I'm going to be housing my blog, is in that free section. That is where my blog is going to extend to. It's no longer going to be on my outside member.
Your blog is going to be directed to your members.
Correct.
Okay. Whereas my blog is directed to the public at large, because again, when you're building a better business, and let me just make this clear for folks that are listening, when you're building a better business, you can pick all of these products and then you can decide, do I want this product to be at the top of my funnel? Meaning, do I want it to go out to the public at large to get to attract people to me? Or do I want it to be one of my products that I'm charging for? Or do I want it to be just an extra VIP for my actual members that are already paying me? So you can decide, for example, Sherry's pocket cast, she could decide where she wants to put that particular pocket cast, and she's using it as an extra added benefit to her members. You might decide to do a pocket cast and put it out to the public at large so that folks hear your voice and want to connect with you in the very beginning. So you can use that pocket cast idea at any place in your business. Don't think that you have to duplicate exactly the order Sherry is doing hers in or the order that I'm doing mine in, because you can use them at different levels. Yes, Sherry.
So one of the other things is the image that I'm using for the episode is going out to social media, and it's going to have a link that pulls them back to the spot it is on in the community. So
okay.
I'm pulling people into the community from social media with the pocket cast, but they have to join the community to actually hear it.
Okay, so she is now using her pocket cast two places in her business. She's using it to the public at large to attract their attention, but they have to actually then become a member of her community to hear it. So it, so now it's an added benefit to her community. So you can see where you can use a lot of these products and services so many different ways when you're building your business. It's what, and it's, again, it's what you're comfortable with. And Sherry, I've listened to a couple of your podcasts. They're really cool. They are really cool. And so it's a great way to just take a few minutes. And how often are you doing yours, your podcast?
I'm attempting, and it's not always working. I'm attempting Monday through Friday.
Okay. So 5 times a week, because it's only just 3 to 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know about you, but I can talk for 3 to 5 minutes about anything. So
keeping it at 3 to 5 minutes sometimes is the hard part.
Yeah, I get it.
And,
yeah.
And one of the secrets with the Pocket Cast is you want to tell a story. You also want to have some content. You want to have a call to action. And you also want to remind them how to learn more about you. So where I'm directing them is, hey, now you've listened to the Pocket Cast. Make sure that if you really want to get certified, you're clicking on that next button.
Mm-hmm. I love it, Sherry. I love it. I love how you're implementing that. All right, Linda, how about you? Do you have anything you want to share, either verbally or to show us? Do you want to share a screen? What do you have for us today?
I can share a screen. I redesigned my sales page for my course, and I feel like it's a big improvement, just like yours is a big step forward. Mine is an improvement, I feel. And it's still a work in progress, but I'd be happy to share it.
Okay, absolutely. And I think I already have you as a co-host. So I think, yeah, so you have options to share there. Okay. And then again, tell us the URL for the folks that are listening in that can't see a screen.
Sure. The URL is yourlegacyoflove.com/course. So right now it actually is the homepage, but that could change later on. But right now you could just go to yourlegacyoflove.com and see it, later /course. So are you able to see it right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
By the water? Okay.
Yep.
So, I wanted to have something that was that would capture attention and evoke a feeling. And there are many feelings associated. For those who don't know what I'm doing, I actually have a group course where I help people create their perfect end of life plan. And so many times it's been on people's minds, but they haven't done anything yet. And so this is, gather your final wishes, be a blessing to your loved ones instead of a burden. And then I have this little jump into their thoughts thing. You know how as you get a bit older, you start to think, I really should put together my final wishes and instructions and decide who I want to get what, but you never do because life is too busy or you just don't know where to start. Has this same conversation been playing over and over in your mind? If so, you're not alone. And so then I have a tiny, tiny thing that I'm not an insurance salesman. I'm not an attorney, but I've walked the journey of loss and bereavement. And I figured out a lot of the things most people will run into. And so then I do, and the nature of a sales page, we're just being really candid because this is a business group. The nature of a sales page is, there's really only one option here, and that's to sign up. And so I'm not giving you my calendar, you know, and all the things, because the goal is, I want to tell you about this, have you find out a little bit about it. And if you're interested, click through. So you'll see buttons here and there. I have just a little tiny bit about me, a tiny snapshot of what the course is in a highlight box, basically. And then I mentioned that I've had many, many conversations with men and women, and their stories are incredible. And I didn't want to, once again, work in progress. The stories are amazing, but I didn't want to like put a big wad of stories right there So I did a hyperlink that will jump down to the bottom, and I have to move our heads here. And so for someone who wanted to know about the stories, they can read and read and read. And they're very short, but each one is like, oh my goodness. And by the way, Kathy, your story of your client is here. This one. Yes. Kathy had a client who married later in life and had a really tragic thing happen where he died and had not transferred his life insurance. I mean, all the things went to the ex-wife. And the new wife that he loved was left high and dry. And I still get goosebumps every time I think about that story. It's just so awful. And so this piece with the stories and the things is at the bottom, but you can return back up to where we were. And then, so if somebody doesn't want to check out the stories, there's still a flow here. and we talk about how there's help. And you were talking about what are the steps. I talk about the quick start, and my preserve, design, bestow process that they go through, and they can go through it in a really manageable way that's not overwhelming. And this is a button here, and there's some bullet points on why this is a great thing to do. And then I have a button here to see what you get. And I have a section with my little icon with the little heart shield emblem with all the things that you get in the course. And if at any point they hit the button that says, I want to know more or sign me up, I have three options that I have broken out here. And one is for a person going through themselves. One is to go through with a significant other, or with an adult child, or with an executor, et cetera, and do it together for almost the same price. Or you can purchase it as a gift for someone that you know and enroll them. And so that is the gist of my page.
I love it.
Right now.
Wow, you've been busy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love it. And I love the colors. I love everything about it.
Thank you so much.
That's great.
I love it too. I just want, my question to you is, instead of having like just page down just a little bit, that section that has the white background, you know how, right? No, just that. I said a little right there, that section with the white in the background. Is it possible to make it a block of white background with the words there?
I'm not sure I see what you're talking about on white background.
You have you know how, as you get a bit older, instead of having each one of those lines have the white background, could you put it so that there's actually a you can do a thing like where a you box. Have... that box that has white background, but it also is transparent that you can see the ocean behind it, and then you can highlight the words a little bit more. I'm just thinking that might be a little bit more user visually friendly than the block out. It looks right now, personally, it looks like a reel on Instagram.
Okay. I appreciate that feedback. Thank you for that. And I know the feature, the way that you're talking about with the transparent and the block background.
Yeah. I think that would set that out a little bit and still give you the accent that you're looking for.
Yeah. I'll explore creating it that way and see how I can put that together. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was the only thing I didn't like about your
page. The only thing that I see is if you make it too transparent, where you have the word "I really should" put together, and the word "together" goes over across her arm. It might be that the color of her arm and the color of your letters are going to be almost, you won't be able to maybe read that word very well. So you might have to play around with that a little bit. But yeah, I see. Yeah, I get what Sherry is saying. And again, it's just trying to make it so that it's very readable. Again, you want it to be super, super simple for your audience, because they won't try to sort through and figure something out. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know about you, but I've driven down the street before and looking for a particular restaurant or shop or whatever, and I couldn't read the darn sign. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I wonder how much they spent for that, that I can't even read.
Exactly.
The other thing you might be able to do, and you can do this by doing some cropping with the image that's in the background. If you shift the ocean over, so if you crop it so it's the edge of this, the picture is closer to the back of her head, it will shift her over to the right more, and you'll then get a little bit more room on the in front of you where the words are. So
the challenge there is the width of different people's screens. You almost have to allow for a little bit of buffer space, I'll call it, to accommodate what happens. And then you'll mobile is so key.
Yes.
And this works on mobile. And I don't know if you know this, but when Google is ranking sites, they put more weight on the mobile experience than they do on the desktop now, and have for a few years.
Yeah.
And just so you know, Linda, if you didn't change a thing, it would be great. If you just didn't even change a thing, it would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So for those that are listening in and not seeing our screen, it is under yourlegacyoflove.com, yourlegacyoflove.com. Go there and check it out so that you can see what we're talking about. It's a beautiful layout. So Linda, thank you so much. Are you ready to just like go full force with this?
Actually, I don't know if you guys would like to provide an opinion on this. I'm debating on whether to have a group go through in the summer, or whether some people would say, oh, I can carve out little bits of time now because my summer schedule is different, or whether some people, I mean, your market isn't everybody, you just need some, of course. So I was just wondering what the mindset of people is. If it's important in their life, carving out a small bits of time, and that's why it is spread out over a period of weeks to make it that it isn't a giant hit on anyone's schedule. Do you have any thoughts at all?
I do.
I said make money now. Get something, advertise it so you can get somebody started the first of the month.
Yeah, I agree with Sherry that's one way to think of it. However, here's what I've realized. Whenever you're talking anything educational, and Sherry might have an opinion on this as well because she deals a lot with teachers. Whenever you're talking anything educational, it seems to fit with that start in August or September, whenever mm-hmm. you're talking educational, because the kids are in school. And if it's somebody that has some free time, you know, maybe then they can, you know, but oftentimes in the summer, it's like, this is when the kids are out of school, is when we do our vacations, and I'm still trying to maybe work and I only have 2 weeks off, and all of a sudden they've got all this stuff going on. And it seems like things settle into a routine come August, September, when the kids go back to school. And right. So for a course that you're going to spread out over time, I personally think one big how many weeks, let me ask you that, how many weeks does it go?
It's set up as 12, just to make it bite-sized for people, so the time commitment on any given week isn't too heavy. And so
I almost would do two a year. I almost would do one in August and then one after the holidays.
Right, that is my primary, which is like actually September after uh-huh. Labor Day. And kids are in school, vacations are over, and people are like getting out of the summer fluff mm-hmm. mindset mode. So like September and then January.
Yeah.
After the holidays.
Yeah. That would be my thinking on when you would probably have a better success ratio.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be some folks that don't know they need this until they need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if you could create an emergency fast track for those folks. Another whole product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is, there is a need for that for sure. And in later, when I have a few more groups of people through, I'll actually allow them to have complete access to all the content. But right now I'm not quite there. Just like you were waiting, Kathy, to be at a certain point before you added your affiliate links. I don't want to be download full access to all the content yet because it's not fully matured, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I've been thinking about something that would be like a mini version that could be helpful to someone who, say, just got a diagnosis or something is on their radar. They just had a wake up call of some kind and they're more ready now than they've ever been. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's an idea.
I love it. Any other thoughts or comments? Perfect. Linda, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll take my screen down.
Okay. Elise, how about you? Would you like to share or comments or I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you'd like to share, you're welcome to.
I am always open for sharing. I did a little bit of work on this website. We'll see how you feel about it. See if I can get in here.
Do you have a share screen button on your end?
Yes, I believe so. Okay. Should be able to see it, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
There's her VPS right up there, front and center. Her discovery call, her freebie. I love it.
So really,
Just
trying to give a small idea of what we can do or what I can do, how to help. I'm unsure where to start. I have these testimonials up here.
Okay.
And then I have a little bit about myself. So what are your thoughts on if I should leave these here or flip anything?
No, I like it. I like it. And again, you write down the page, discover your, you know, schedule your free discovery call. Yep.
So the URL is Jack Teams.
Yep. Let's announce that so folks that are just listening in can find it so they see what we see.
Wix site is jacteams.wixsite.com/JackP Consult. Working on getting a new domain.
I like it. All right, scroll back to the top again and let's take a look again. So she has what her VPS is, the name of her service, and then she's got her VPS. She's virtually helping professionals focus on the money instead of the mundane. That's nice. I like that. And then you have three categories. Now, tell us what your three categories represent.
So these are my kind of like top services right now. So Teal, which is over here, email clear out, and I have separated those so we can go on up here to services pricing. I separated them into packages. So we talked about Cobalt up here, and that's the real estate owner's assistance. And all of these will take that client to a questionnaire that just kind of gives me a little bit more information about what they're looking for. So specialty packages broken down into administration packages in the same way, Kathy, you were kind of suggesting like the three lanes. Uh-huh. The packages have three subsets of each. So administration packages, so you can do Teal, Teal Pro, which is like a revive, and then Teal Pro Plus, which is like routine support and specifics. Refreshing is just kind of like clearing everything out, merging any calendars. So think of it like a spring cleaning. A revive package is more like, okay, I've let this go for a while. I need my email completely cleared out up to 6,000 emails, and I've seen some up to 10,000, 14, lots of process improvement, calendar merging, and creating folders for ease of viewing for just kind of helping my clients. And what I've noticed is in administration, not a lot of people notice that they need that admin until they're like, well,
let me just show you this email. And I look at it, I'm like, okay, there is 15,000 emails in here. Might need a little bit more than just some filters. So,
yep.
And then procedure optimization. So just creating like the standard operating procedures or optimizing them for businesses.
Now, the only thing, and this is just a technical thing on the layout of the website, the only thing that I would do, and stay right here on this page, you see how your Grape Pro and your Grape Pro Plus, you see how the investment button and at the bottom is the same on the first two, but it's shorter on the third one.
Yeah. So this block, space.
Go above the button back in the back of the house. Go up when you're in the part where you're inventing and go above the button and just put some spaces in there so that your buttons are the same.
Got it. Makes sense.
That the purple button is even across. And then, yeah. And I noticed that on some of your other ones. And so just even up the buttons. Don't worry about the words. You can just do it with your
divider or something and just space.
No, you can just do your enter bar and just enter some blank space in there to push that button down.
Okay.
Before you hit publish. Is that helpful?
Yes, very much so.
And again, it's a small detail, but when you're talking about being a virtual assistant, your customers might go,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, very true.
And one of the other things I saw was on the very front page, you had two graphics and the other one was an image. I would make them one or the other, make them either all images or all graphics, where they had SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go back and look at that.
SpongeBob, and then you have an image, and then you have a graphic again.
A graphic.
Make that better one a graphic instead of an image.
Okay. I see what you're saying here. And just consistency purposes or
I can't page down because it's on your control. At least they're looking
and then again that, make your buttons even there,
but
too.
They'll learn more, should be all on the same level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And you see where you've got the little divider, the little white divider right under your title and then the name of your package. Make sure, and this is a good place to make sure, again, with your pictures and it says feel like this and need help self-managing, make sure those are all even across the website. And then the little white dash is all even. And then it doesn't matter about, you know, your bullet points. Those can be all different lengths, but then make your buttons even at the bottom.
Yeah. So you also see that feel like this every night and then is three lines and the other two are four lines. Four. Is there another word or two that you can put in that first one to make it a four line?
Yep. I think I can just add feeling instead of feel. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but then again, you want to make sure that your grammar is the same. So feel like need help. So then you would have to change the other ones to needing. If you change that to feeling,
which is going to make them longer too. So think about making that sentence just a little longer or figure out how to.
Or at least put a space in there so that everything's straight across the page. And sometimes it's hard. And here's what I've discovered. And so just so you know, sometimes when you're what I call back of the house and you're doing the creating part, sometimes it looks even. And then when you go look at the finished product after you publish, it's still not even. And so here's what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes you have to make them uneven in the back of the house to make them even when your customer views your finished product. Does anybody else have that experience?
Yes.
Yeah. So when I'm creating on any of my platforms, I also open it up, right? I actually open up what my customer can see. And then once I publish on the back of the house, I refresh what I call the front of the house. And that way I can kind of go between them and make sure that it's the way I want it to look in real time as I'm developing.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense.
For those of you that are doing your own, you know what I'm talking about there. Okay. I like your colors, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. So just basic form. And then this gets dropped into my client management, my CRM system. This will go directly to it and fill out like their project.
And then once this is received, send back information and get a call scheduled.
Nice. Oh, I like that. Born to hustle. I like that. That's a great tagline.
Thank you.
I like it.
But yeah, so that is that. Well, thank you for your input, and I will definitely go back. It was definitely the thinking it's even and trying to do it for not just the regular website, but doing it for the mobile. So but yes, I will definitely go back and take a look. Thank you so much for your input.
Yeah. So again, one of the things I do when I'm creating, and I've got the whole template open where I'm, you know, moving things around and plugging things in on my laptop. I also, and I call that the back of the house. I also have the website opened up on my laptop in another window, what I call the front of the house. And so every time I adjust here, I can refresh over here and say, yes, that's what I want it to look like. At the same time, I have my phone on a little stand and right here next to my computer. And I also open it up on the mobile. So now, and if you just pull down on your screen, it refreshes there. And so now I can add something on the back of the house, refresh the front of the house, it looks good, refresh the mobile, it looks good. And I'm kind of doing it in real time as I'm creating. And that way I don't hit publish and I'm all done and there you go. And then 3 days later, somebody gonna go, Kathy, I tried to find you on a mobile and I couldn't read it. And then I'm like, what? And so I just kind of do those things all at the same time as I'm creating. And that just keeps everything current. So hopefully that's helpful for everyone. And we're all doing some of our, now I know Sherry's got her son in her back pocket, which we don't have, but but Sherry knows her way around this whole creative process as well. So we're all doing this. And so I think we all know what we're talking about when we talk about the back of the house and the front of the house. So for those that are listening, it's for those of us that are actually creating our own websites, our own platforms, our own link trees, our own teachables, our whatever platform you're using. It's where you're actually doing the creative process. I realize it feels like you're wearing all the hats, but I don't know, maybe on this call, I can find out, take a little, you know, vote here. I think it's helpful to create your own, because then when you get more clarity and you want to steer your platform in a little bit of a different direction because you're getting more clarity on where you're going with your business, you don't have to wait for somebody to play catch up, to find time to change it for you. You can go in and change it yourself. So out loud, how many? Yes. Linda, do you agree that it's better to be? Yeah.
Yeah. Sherry? And I couldn't even really tell somebody to do what I want because my ideas are developing and I'm creating as I go, and it just works better for me. And I love the spontaneity of being able to change whatever it is. Oh, I just thought of a new feature or a pain point or a new way to phrase this. And instead of having to wait a week or two for some marketing house to edit my website, I can do it myself.
It's like when Sherry and I had the conversation that my story needed to be front and center, you know, because that's what I'm preaching all the time, is that your storytelling is your marketing. And I realized that my story was buried over into my website, and I knew where, and I'm thinking, why doesn't everybody see my story? But I didn't have it front and center on my electronic business card. And so it was great that I could just go in and do that. And I had to think through, how do I get just to the story and bypass all the marketing stuff? And so I realized that I could put my story on a hidden page in my website, and then that's the link I could post over on my link tree, and it worked beautifully. So thank you, Sherry, for that. Sherry, what do you think about being able to kind of update on the fly?
This is a conversation that Michael and I had yesterday. Michael looked at me and said, are you ready for the WordPress site for me to code it? I went, yeah, if you teach me what you're doing so that I can be changing things if something happens to you, because I don't want to be stuck with a coded website that nobody else knows how to code.
Right.
And so I looked at him with a little bit of fear. And so we are negotiating what to do there, because I have some things that I'd like to change. And I've even been trying to change things on some of the stuff that I have here in where I have my courses on Mighty Networks. And I'm like, I want to change this picture and I can't find the original spot where that picture was uploaded. And don't always have Michael at my fingertips, even though he lives in the house. That doesn't mean I can always access him.
I get it.
So there are just times where I'm going, you know, so I understand totally what Linda is saying and what you are saying. And I like that too. And I also like that Elise is using the Wix. That's a nice across the board platform. So kudos to you because you have a good platform to get started. What program are you using, Linda?
I'm using a funnel builder that that I am a representative for, and I love it. It is extremely user-friendly, and you do not have to be a full-fledged programmer like you would need to be with a lot of these other ones. It's like drag and drop. It's extremely user-friendly, very affordable, and you can have unlimited pages, and the calendar's built in. And the e-commerce is built in at no extra charge. It's $25 a month.
Okay, so give us how to connect with you on that. If we have any listeners who are like, that's the one I want.
Yeah, right. Well, the easiest way to get the information from me is to go to my links page, ichooseabundance.com/links. And it's like what Kathy has going on with her Linktree, except it's on my own real estate. And it's got my links. So yeah, I highly recommend it. Extremely user-friendly and so much built in. It even has AI built in with a marketing bent. So there's just, I could just go on and on about how amazing it is and an incredibly supportive community. So it's not just you with some tutorial online. There's real humans you have access to every day of the week. It's wonderful.
Good. And for those of you that are just starting out, here's what I want to say. If you've not created anything yet and you're listening to this webinar, podcast, wherever, however you're tapping in and seeing us or hearing us today, just know that there's a million and one options out there. But in a nutshell, you can either create it with a whole handful of platforms and piecemeal it together for free. You know, you can say, I'll do the free version of Teachable. I'll do the free version of this website. I'll do the free version. I'll get the Calendly. I'll do all of these free versions. And you can do that, which is how I got started because I didn't know any better. Or you could be like Linda and just buy into a platform that's all inclusive, that's plug and play, drag and drop. It's all there. You've got the support and you could go that route instead. Neither one is right or wrong. It depends on what your finances are, depends on what you want to do. You may be at such an early version that you don't even know if you want to do a course or if you want to do a product or if you want to, you're not sure even what you want to do. You're still just exploring what your options are. And so all I want to say is just simply start with something, because you don't get clarity until you start down that path. You can overthink it forever and never get started. Linda just put in the chat her funnel builder there, and she's got her link. So ichooseabundance.com/links. If you're just listening in, and so feel free to go there and look around, and then I have some resource pages. If you kind of want to put it together piece by piece, you can go to kathybinner.com/resources, and I have a resource page where you can get all the different platforms and start off with the free versions of everything. So again, there's no right or wrong answer. Just simply start. Okay, any aha moments from anybody before we go today?
I just love that we're all out there taking action.
Yes, I love that. Sherry, how about you?
I just put Linda's I Choose Abundance page up. I like the way you have the your picture with a little swipe behind it with your picture over top, but yet you did a eliminate the background on that picture. That's cool. I like that.
It's a pretty interesting trick I learned. It's through Canva. It takes a few steps, but I was intrigued to do it. If you want, I can share that on the screen. Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sherry can share it too.
Yeah, Sherry, if you got it pulled up.
I have it up.
I can grab it too. I'm actually going to redo mine and do some groupings of my links. Right now I have two columns. So I just have so much awesomeness. I'm going to find a way to condense them a little bit.
Very nice.
I like that way you did that image.
Thank you.
Now, this is a great electronic business card. Is that how you use this?
Yeah, it's my links page. Yeah.
So she's using this instead of Linktree, which is what I'm using, but it has all her links right there. It's beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
That. So Washington, PA, is that where you are?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I didn't realize you were also in Pennsylvania. I'm the other end.
Where are you?
I'm the other end of the state. I'm outside Allentown.
Oh, okay. Sure. Awesome.
I love it. Thank you for sharing that. I love that.
Thank you.
Sherry, do you have any aha moments for us?
No, I'm proud of what everybody has done today. I'm really glad that we took the time to share each other's progress. And for those of you who are listening to this or watching later, Kathy, keep doing that. Keep moving forward. Keep making the tweaks because it's only going to get better every day.
I know. I'm getting lots of great feedback already. So yes, thank you so much. Lisa, any aha moments?
Definitely have to agree with everyone. I love that we were able to get in here and share and just kind of go over that we're all making progress and just love being in the community for those who are listening. Just again, taking your next best step, as Kathy likes to say, and just making sure you're always trying to move forward, because the best thing you can do is 10 minutes of working on your business is better than 3 hours of thinking about it. And that's something I have to hold dear to my heart.
Oh, yes. Amen. Yes, that's great. I love that we all had the opportunity to share today. We're such a small group this morning, and I love that we could all share, because there's always an idea that somebody else has that we can say, I love that idea. I'm gonna use that. And when we use it, it looks totally different on our website than it did on someone else's website, but just as equally awesome. And it's those great ideas that help us all just get better and better. And sometimes, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a visual person. I like to see it in action. And once I see it, then I can kind of grasp it and go, I can do that. And so my hope is that everyone that is watching and listening later on, that you feel that you too can do that, that you can take your first step or your next best step and create and build that business for you. So we are here every month. And I always have to go back to my calendar just to make sure that I'm looking at the right date, because I've got different dates for different things. This is the second Friday of every month. So put it on your calendar. The second Friday of every month, we are here and we're going through each individual step of building a better business. And here in the month of May, we talked about creating our offers. You saw how all of us had our offers out there, how we're putting it on our websites. And again, we talk about having that freebie offer and then going to your first level, then your mid-level, then finally your core offer. And I do want to say this, sometimes you have to reverse engineer it. You have to decide what is your core offer. That's going to be your bread and butter, your core offer. And then engineer backwards, what do you want your freebie and your first level, you know, leading up to that third base. And then finally, your home run, that's the one where you're going to go out and celebrate and say, "Ooh, I sold the big one. I sold one of those." It could be your membership site. It could be, you know, one-on-one coaching for you. It's whatever that big offer is for you, your go celebrate offer. And then after that, we're going to talk about how do you advertise all this? How do we put it out on social media? How do you create some blogging to point folks back to you? How do you create some podcasting to point folks back to you? And finally, how do you do some public speaking to point folks back to your products and services? So anyhow, join us every month, second Friday, 10 a.m. right here. And it's going to be the same Zoom code all the time. So for those of you that are listening, you know, jot down the Zoom code. It's 934-0833-9655. Make a note of that. Write in your calendars. Then you don't have to look it up every time. So if you're like me, that's helpful. And we'll see everybody next month.
Yeah, thank you.
So long, everybody.